This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Fieri on Twitter wrote that everyone who touches Zelensky resigns, which is interesting. After failing the UK at every opportunity to serve globalist interests, Boris Johnson resigns as prime minister, to which the Russian Kremlin expressed good riddance. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, who helped deliver Italian weapons to Ukraine and rallied support for Ukraine's entry into the EU, announced his resignation. Last month, Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas expelled the populist center-left Center Party, claiming that she needed to form a new government to support Ukraine in their war against Russia. And on Thursday, Kallas officially resigned as a formality to form a new government, which he has already reached a consensus between the center-right Reform Party, the Social Democrats, and the conservative Fatherland Party, to form a new three-party government to support Ukraine. And Sri Lanka's president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who supported the Ukraine despite sanctions crippling his own nation, emailed in his resignation after fleeing the country. Beyond resignations and beyond meet and greets with Ukraine's puppet President Zelensky, we have also just seen the assassination of popular anti-globalist leader Shinzo Abe, and the dramatic loss of confidence expressed by the people towards Macron, Trudeau, and Biden. What is happening here? On Celia Farber's The Truth Barrier, Catherine Austin Fitz explains that we are seeing a clean-out or political castration of leaders. Draghi, Johnson, Biden, Macron, Abe. Their political capital is exhausted, and or they will not push the next wave aggressively. Mr. Global is looking to bring in a whole new round of fresh, meaner leadership. The next wave is total collapse. And it's not easy to find people willing to be the fall guy for the destruction of a nation. It takes a special type of person, which might explain why California Governor Gavin Newsom visited the White House right after Joe Biden was shuffled off to Israel to mumble about the Holocaust. Biden is even unsettling to the stupid. And this entire operation requires stupidity. So things are going to keep getting stranger. But it probably won't last much longer, because the global financial reset is now imminent. Sri Lanka was just the beginning. And it looks like South Africa could be next, followed by everyone. The fiat fractional reserve banking scheme has been robbing the people blind for decades. But eventually, all the money runs out, and the financial pundits are all saying it's this year. The dollar has just reached parity with the euro, and fudging the numbers will no longer work. They have only one solution left, and that's war. War has often been used to save failing fiat currencies, and having no other options, the psychotic bureaucrats in charge will go to war with Russia, which will only hasten the financial collapse of the West. If it comes to World War III, then it will be the final death blow, making way for a new system. Which means that unless you're holding on to real money, you will soon be broke. Because all that paper in our wallets and numbers on our screens is going to soon be worthless. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Great news. The vaccine is on its way.
Oh, really?
That's right. It's a brand new mRNA vaccine. So
mRNA, that's never been done before, right?
Oh, no, it's been done before. It just never made it out of the testing phase because all of the animals kept dying. But it'll be different this time.
How so?
Well, we're not going to do the animal testing. So
you're just going to go straight to testing on humans?
Yeah, you could say that.
I mean, even so, don't most vaccines take years to develop and decades to test?
It's here. The vaccine is here.
Already?
That's right. It's here and it's 100% effective. No transmission, no infection. You don't have to wear a mask or stay locked down anymore.
Wow, really?
Yep. I mean, except for the things about the mask and lockdown. Yep.
Okay, but it's 100% effective?
That's right. 90% effective. And frankly, 85% effectiveness is really incredible.
Oh, so it's only like 85% effective?
Not quite. It's more like 75%. But hey, 65% still very good. And, I mean, they said we'd never even get to 50% effectiveness. And we did. Almost. So 40%. Really great achievement.
So it's only like 40% effective now?
For a bit.
A bit?
I mean, it wears off. So,
well, after how long?
Like 4 to 6.
4 to 6 what?
Booster shots a year.
Okay, so it really only works like right after you get the shot.
Well, not right after, because we don't even consider you vaccinated until 2 weeks after your second shot. So,
okay, so it takes like a month for the shots to work, but it wears off, and even then it only gives you mild protection, but you have to get boosters that also wear off. You still have to wear a mask, you can still get COVID, and you still have to stay home, and there are rare but serious side effects, and all of this over a virus that has a survival rate of over 99.5%.
Whoa, I never said anything about serious side effects.
Are there, though?
Certainly none I've ever discussed.
Yeah, but have there been reports of serious side effects?
No. I mean, except for, like, AIDS or whatever.
Did you say AIDS?
Yeah, basically you, like, get AIDS, and then there's this heart thing where your heart explodes, and sometimes half your face falls asleep forever, and almost everybody gets extreme nausea and pain at the site of the injection. Sometimes they just die right there at the injection site, but we're not sure that's caused by the vaccine, so we will not be looking into it.
I cannot believe that pharmaceutical companies would actually release this to the American people.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. They're completely indemnified against any wrongdoing, so they'll be fine.
Right.
Look, a vaccine is literally the only plan I have, so it's happening. It's coming out, and everybody's taking it. Even if it's risky, even if you have natural antibodies, even if it doesn't stop transmission, you are taking it.
Wait, but you said it did stop transmission.
Oh, did I? Oopsie.
No, I don't think I'll be getting that shot now.
Well, what if I offer you some tasty French fries?
No.
Okay, well, what if I throw in a single glazed donut?
No.
You drive a hard bargain. Well, what if I give you a chance to win $1 million?
I mean, I feel like you're just trying to exploit my desperation at this point. I mean, look, this is about bodily autonomy.
Oh, no, that doesn't exist. We checked.
Checked with who?
Well, the experts, obviously. Tell you what if I tempt you with not losing your job?
Oh, so it's going to be mandatory.
Oh, nobody's mandating anything. It's entirely up to you whether you take the shot or whether you lose your job and become a despised pariah unworthy of basic decency or life-saving organ transplants.
Yeah, I feel like you're forcing me to get this shot.
Nobody is forcing you. Just take the jab.
I'm not going to take the vaccine.
Just take the jab.
I feel like I'm being forced here.
Take the jab.
No.
You know what? I don't deserve this. I have a right to my own body. Maybe I'll go protest.
A protest? Yeah, that's fun. Say, do you like having a bank account?
What?
I'm just asking. Do you like having access to the money in your bank account?
What are you saying?
All I'm saying is there's no reason for you to be scared of a little needle.
Nothing to do with it.
it's the only way to stop this pandemic. But you said it doesn't stop transmission. Exactly. That doesn't make any sense. God, some people are so stupid. You're not trusting the science hard enough. Look, it's not me telling you to take the jab. It's actually your sister Sarah. What? Yeah, your sister Sarah is requiring a vaccine to go to her wedding. So she works for me now. Oh, God, I mean, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime event. All right, I guess I'll get the vaccine. Wow, what a coincidence. Where are the children?
The vaccine pitch is posted on the live show feed on InfoWars.com. Has its own post at InfoWars.com. Next level powerful. This is one of the best informative videos out there. It just shows all the real statements they've made, all their gaslighting. And I think Harrison Smith, White House press secretary, I mean, the gaslighting, the in-your-face lying, man, that satirical character makes me hate Harrison. I love Harrison, but he is a damn good actor. And he wrote that really well off of their real statements. That is pure veritas, an absolute gem. Band.video, Infowars.com. Folks, you need to get it. We get emails like, is it all right if I post it on my Twitter or I copy it to YouTube? No, it's not all right. We're begging you to. There's no copyright here. Everything's free to air. For our radio stations, TV stations, just carry the feed. Just get it out. All right. I'm going to cover all the news right now. And I'm going to tie it all together, but you don't need me to tie this together. You can see what's going on here today. But in the National Defense Authorization Act, an amendment's been added by the Democrat Party, sponsored by Pelosi and Schiff. So they're trying to pass it. You know, Democrats introduce bills all the time that people go, well, that's just one kooky member. No, this is the party doing this. And it says, oh, the president's a dictator in domestic operations, and the military can do whatever it wants and has no oversight by Congress, which is in the Constitution. The end of posse comitatus. And again, the spin is, well, Biden's an idiot. He's not a dictator. Yeah, no, he just stole the election to get in and has opened the borders and imploding the dollar and starting wars and is a pedophile. But he's a puppet. The bill is transcends Biden. It's a law, meaning the next president or the next president or the next president until it's repealed. Do you think they ever repeal dictatorship? Only by the collapse of it. So with the global collapse going on, with the New World Order, with them telling you power outages and Russian cyber attacks are imminent and right-wingers are about to engage in terror and they're the number one threat, and the military's needed against the American people, then they introduce the legislation to do it. That's a big deal. And our own people call me and say, oh, they've tried this for a long time. Yeah. And now they're doing it. Look at where we are. There is a worldwide financial bubble that they've built to buy up the world. And now they're going to implode it, pose as saviors, bring in the Great Reset, bring in the universal social credit score, the universal basic income, the carbon tax. It's all been announced. It's all happening now. Well, they'll never get forced inoculations except medical workers and military and most other countries. And, well, if you want to fly in or out of the country, and it's already happening. And they've got all these followers and people pretending like they're part of the power structure. Pretending like they're not going to be completely and totally and absolutely screwed by this. So Pete Santilli joins us the next hour. We're going to drill into that legislation and tie it into the larger globalist takeover plan. This is so critical. That's coming up. Next hour. But when we come back, I'm going to tie it in to the next leg of the new lockdowns. I'm going to tie it in to the economic shutdowns and the UN calling for censorship of the American people and just so much more here today. But I'm going to say this again right now. I want to thank listeners for your support. We've got incredible things. We've changed the world together, and you've done amazing things. And if you want to keep your investment going and keep this tip of the spear in the fight, we need your support right now. Plus, we've got great products you need. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula sold out for almost eight months. Is back in stock, highest level curcuminoid of any product out there. The leading brands have 30-40%. The top brand that's the strongest after us is 75%. We paid to have the strongest concentrate of turmeric out there. That's why one pill is like 10 pills of the average brand. And even the lightweight ones work because turmeric's so amazing. It's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but we're selling out of it at current sales rates in about 2 weeks. So it's going to go back to regular price in a week or so. We need the funding. Also, over a year in development, Diet Force, the new X7 brand, is a natural, healthy way to boost your entire metabolic system, particularly your body's capacity to lose weight quickly. And it does it in a healthy, natural way. So if your metabolism is slowed down, like most people says, this is a great way to kick it into high gear in a safe and healthy way and support the InfoWar. Diet Force, the newest product at InfoWarStore.com exclusively. 40% off Diet Force, InfoWarStore.com. And we need the funds. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Different globalist leaders say for a year they're going to bring back lockdowns. And Biden has said a new variant's coming. New lockdowns, new pandemics are coming. You mean more of their tyranny to shut down the world economy, to bankrupt more people, to make us dependent on them is coming. World Health Organization may declare monkeypox outbreak a global health emergency. And then now they're saying they are going to declare it a new emergency. They've activated the panel and say, preparing to declare a new emergency for something that's not even proven to be monkeypox, and mainline science points towards vaccine side effects. New York City opens mass vaccination sites to combat monkeypox outbreak. Total hysteria. And then it's almost all, quote, gay men that have it. Watch, a mass mandate looms. LA hospital officials mock COVID media hype. Germany to reimpose mask mandate in September. Told you that was coming, despite COVID wave already losing momentum. It's the armband of their party of fear, their symbol of control. It's like the Nazi armband or the Trump mega hat. I'm not saying any of them themselves are bad. The Nazis were bad. The symbol's not bad. A mask isn't bad, but making you wear it's bad. A mega hat, you know, means you support American freedom. It's not bad, but it becomes a symbol of the party. Major study confirms COVID vaccines alter women's periods. That is a major study. You can read all about it at Infowars.com. We already knew that, but here it is. And former top Trump advisor, who was also anti-Trump, Deborah Birx, has come out and said, yeah, it came out of a lab, as if we need her to tell us that. New York City, though, is again hyping the monkeypox, represents 30% of the U.S. cases total. FBI launches inquiry into NIH funding of Wuhan lab email show 2 years ago, but did absolutely nothing. That's just some of the news. Exclusive. Billions continue to be laundered through the National Institutes of Health to China's biowarfare program for gain of function. It all continues. Gateway Pundit has a great report breaking all of that down. Canadian court rules it was legal. Legal, it's a dictatorship up there, to deny unvaccinated person organ transplant. That's the social credit score. That's mass murder. That is absolutely insane. France court ruled, and the government voted. Macron is a minority leader now. By that, it's a parliamentary system, so he has about 30% of the vote, just like Trudeau. But he's still in control of the executive, but the main parliament voted against vaccine mandates, and so that's starting to fall apart, but not in Canada. It is really the gold standard now of absolute total tyranny. We're going to look at more of that here in a moment, but right now let's look at this group of stacks that all tie together with the energy shutdown that is taking place right now. Dutch farmers, Netherlands, a pilot country for the Great Reset agenda. And that's their mainline top activists and leaders in the country are saying. And what are they doing? We are not slaves. Farmers in Italy and Spain and Poland join Dutch protesters as the governments impose the same worldwide UN Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 program to shut down their farms. Some farmers are having to kill 90% of their cows because of their farts. The government lists their farts as bad and then bans them. Meanwhile, satellite images show global crop declines except for Russia and China. So all over the world, globalist policies have shut down crops except Russia and China. China shut down a few cities that ship stuff to the U.S. They've not shut down their farming or their oil refining or anything else. They have ratcheted that way, way up. That is the globalist game. WTO, IMF, and World Bank call for trade restrictions to be lifted to minimize food crisis. So after they know the 3 years of lockdowns worldwide, as many areas of the world went on for 2.5 years, after they run these policies, now they want to take the restrictions off food imports and exports because of mass starvation now that it's too late. And it goes on and on from there. Coming up, I've got some really powerful information on 50 years of failed eco-propaganda predictions that have been absolute frauds. We'll be hitting all that. Very important information and tying it into Biden and his energy clampdown in the U.S. on the other side. In about 3 minutes, we've got a break, but here's some more reports. Saudi diplomat, head diplomat, dodges on boosting oil production, claims high U.S. gas prices due to Biden policies. Well, that's an okay headline in InfoWars. I didn't write the article, not bashing who did, but Saudi Arabia has boosted oil output the last 3 years. They boosted it again last year. And what their ambassador said is the truth. He said Biden has shut down oil exploration and refining in the United States and the pipelines, and that's why. And that's admitted to the industry why. It's not the Saudis. It's not the local gas stations. It's Biden and the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and this big transition they say we're in. Oil prices blamed for inflation when the driver is really food, says Zero Hedge, Bloomberg Markets commentator. But it's not even food that's gone up so much more than fuel. It's that they devalued the currencies. That's the main driver. And it goes on from there. So we're living in quite the moment, but here's a key bellwether article. Western dominance to be replaced by bipolar world order, ex-Prime Minister Tony Blair says. So the big Bilderberg Group operative tells you they're replacing America as the main power. So they're running America with these policies into the ground by design. UN Secretary General fighting misinformation, a matter of life and death, particularly American disinformation about vaccines and more. Except everything they've told us has been a lie, and we know that. They really are panicked right now. We've got a few of these videos coming up, too. World Economic Forum says gas prices must go even higher to save democracy. Yes, it saves the people by bankrupting them. Another compilation of Klaus Schwab 2 years ago saying the supply chains will be destroyed by COVID. No, the lockdowns did that. And that would create the Great Reset, the collapse they wanted. Isn't that simply amazing? But when we come back, oh, do we have a stack of information that's so critical dealing with the lies that the Club of Rome and Bilderberg Group have put out since the early 60s about scarcity to sell you on the idea of being poor, to sell you on the idea of them controlling every facet of your life by doing just that. It is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. And if you haven't shared the URL, InfoWars.com today or Band Up Video, please do it, because it's so important to win this fight. We'll be right back.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Eight times in the past million years, it has advanced and retreated with clockwork regularity. If we are unprepared for the next advance, the result could be hunger and death on a scale unprecedented in all of history. What scientists are telling us now is that the threat of an ice age is not as remote as they once thought. During the lifetime of our grandchildren, Arctic cold and perpetual snow could turn most of the inhabitable portions of our planet into a polar desert.
In 1977, the worst winter in a century struck the United States. Arctic cold gripped the Midwest for weeks on end. Great blizzards paralyzed cities of the Northeast. One desperate night in Buffalo, eight people froze to death in marooned cars. Pat Bushnell was on the road that night.
Traffic just absolutely stopped. I was afraid of being stuck in the car all night long with the cold and the wind, running out of gas. And then what? I think that if we had to go through a real bad winter, just like we just went through, I think we'd have to think about moving someplace else.
Move where? The brutal Buffalo winter might become common all over the United States. Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected. At weather stations in the far north, temperatures have been dropping for 30 years. Seacoasts, long free of summer ice, are now blocked year-round. According to some climatologists, within a lifetime, we might be living in the next ice age. Of the nine planets in our solar system, only Earth has conditions favorable to human life.
The reason I wanted to show that from the late 1970s with Leonard Nimoy is that was real. We know there's a 12,000-year ice age cycle. We're very close to it right now. It is true that human greenhouse gas emissions in the Industrial Revolution the last 200 years has raised temperatures maybe a point. And they've done equations, the real climatologists, the real meteorologists, that show that we've been holding it up. We've been terraforming the planet to stop it. And they've lied and said we're having the hottest summer in Texas record. But now they've gone back and looked. I remember playing football in two-a-days in the late 1980s. They had to cancel it in Dallas because of weeks of 115-degree temperature. And I saw the thermometer on our back porch at my house saying 115. Now they say 110. Last week is a Texas record, even though in the school I went to, somebody died of a heart attack, one of the football players, in 115-degree temperatures in, what, 1989. And three died that summer in Dallas until they suspended the two-a-days. I experienced the 115-degree temperature by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I experienced two-a-days being canceled, which I thought was greater, cut to one a day. I know it hit 115. So I knew weeks ago when they said, highest temperature ever in Texas, 110. That's a lie. There's a lot of viral clips out there going around right now of in England. Yeah, they're having the hottest summer in over a decade, but they've had it hotter than this many times. They used to show it as sunny and yellow on the meteorological weather man boards. Now they show it as red and call it the end of the world and say there's no power because they're cutting the power off. And it's the same blueprint, the same playbook everywhere. Here's a clip.
Here we're looking at around 21 or 22 as a maximum temperature. But in the southeast already we're a degree or so higher than yesterday, so we could well equal the record high temperature of 37 degrees Celsius.
By the time we get to Sunday, the heat becomes more widespread across the UK and temperatures in the mid-30s.
Temperatures in the mid-30s this week, they say, is the hottest ever in England. You just saw a report from decades before with it 2 degrees higher. They're lying their asses off. I have looked at a thermometer on the back porch of our house in Dallas, Texas, when I was 13 years old and not wanting to go to the second round of two-a-days and seen it at 115. But the media says 110, highest ever. Liars, frauds, scammers. Manipulators. Here's a headline, 1971. New ice age is coming. New York Times. Wrong again. 50 years of failed eco lies. And this is an article that backs up what I'm about to read on air. It's an excellent article. I'm going to link to it in the live show feed from CEI.org. And it's got the 50 years of lying. The 50 years of the floods are going to destroy the coast, and the water's going to raise 10 feet, and acid rain's going to kill you. Every one of the articles here, I'm about to just read the disinfo points from. This is the best recap of the history since 1966, when the Club of Rome put out the climate hysteria in 63, and within 3 years they had the whole media behind it they owned. 1966, oil gone, exhausted totally in 10 years, 66. 67, dire famine forecast for 75. 68, overpopulation will spread worldwide. 69, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 89. 1970, world will use up all the natural resources by 2000. 1970, urban citizens will require gas masks by 1985. 1970, nitrogen buildup, that's why they're banning the cows everywhere, will make all land unusable. 1970, they're banning the cows everywhere on that lie. Decaying pollution will kill all the fish. 1970, 1970, killer bees. 1970, ice age by 2000. 1970, America subject to water rationing by 74 and food rationing by 1980. But they're going to do this artificially now, you see. This is their excuse. 1971, new ice age coming by 2020. Didn't happen either. 1972, new ice age by 2070. 1972, oil depleted in 20 years. 1974, space satellites show new ice age coming fast. 1974, another ice age. 1974, ozone depletion, a great peril to life. 1976, scientific consensus, planet cooling, famine's imminent. 1977, Department of Energy says oil will peak in the 90s. 1978, no end in sight for 30-year cooling trend. 1980, acid rain kills life in all lakes. 1980, peak oil in 2000. 1988, regional droughts that never happened in the 1990s. 1988, temperature in D.C. will hit record highs. 1988, Maldavi Islands will be underwater by 2018. They're not. 1989, rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing done by 2000. 1989, New York City's West Side Highway underwater by 2019. It's not. 1996, peak oil by 2020. 2000, children won't know what snow is in 2000. 2002, famine in 10 years. We don't give up eating fish, meat, and dairy. 2002, peak oil in 2010. 2004, Britain will be Siberia by 2024. Now it's the hottest ever, they claim. 2025, Manhattan underwater by 2015. 2006, super hurricanes. It was the weakest hurricanes ever after that. 2008, Arctic will be ice-free by 2018. It's not. It's biggest than ever. Climate, 2008, geniuses Al Gore predicts ice-free Arctic 2013. 2009, climate genius Prince Charles says we have 96 months to save the world. You see AOC saying that later. 2009, UK Prime Minister says 50 days to save the planet from catastrophe. 2009, climate genius Al Gore, 2013 prediction of ice-free 2014. 2013, Arctic ice-free by 2015. 2014, only 50 days before climate chaos. 2019, hey, Greta, we need you to convince them there's really going to happen this time. And that's just some of it. I mean, come on, people. The real problem is genetic engineering and radiation and blowing up power plants and nuclear war and collapsing currencies and deadly poison shots. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's number 2 on the top Apple chart. Right behind Top Gun, it's Alex's War, a documentary about the InfoWar that hits theaters the 29th of this month. The left is freaking out. It has hit number 2 on the Apple charts. That is so critical. That is scaring the hell out of them. Right behind Top Gun, right in front of Justice League and Elvis. Here it is.
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is true. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
I'm the most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
He's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn, the sickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He says me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair look?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex.
Get it! To the New World Order!
With that attack on humanity that I saw early on, that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that, there's no going back. Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works, and everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's what the media loves on.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No. The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They have the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here. It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay, even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put him in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger.
I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't own this film. I'm not invested in this film, but on its way from a factory in Chicago right now are 20,000 copies of Alex's Ward. And I got to say, it brought tears to my eyes watching the 2-hour, 11-minute film. Everybody wants it on DVD because you don't want them to be able to censor it. You get it discounted with 2,000 mules everybody needs in their library, in their archive. Get Alex's War. It'll start shipping July 29th. That is only in about 11 days from now. The truck gets here in 3 days on Thursday. We won't start shipping them, but we'll have them packaged and ready to ship to you on the 29th. And film is avant-garde. Film is the real cultural battle. And I said no to a lot of documentaries, but I had seen this filmmaker's work. And it isn't a puff piece. It's not even pro Alex Jones. It really shows what we've done. And it's very important. So I hope you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Alex's War now so you'll have it in your archive. I can tell you that this will break in the news in the next few days. There has been sabotage at movie theaters in Austin and New York and Los Angeles where it's going to premiere the 29th. Glenn Greenwald is coming to Austin this Saturday. They're doing a screening of it. I'll be there. And I told them that you're going to have thousands trying to go, and that's already happened, so they're adding more screens, the rest of it. But you know, the point is that's just a screening or a premiere. But they're really, really scared of this. And I appreciate Glenn Greenwald having support for free speech. And he's going to interview myself and the director of the film. We're going to interview Glenn Greenwald coming up this weekend. And so that's all set to happen. But this film is right behind Top Gun in pre-sales. And that's great for the filmmakers. It's great to have freedom be so popular. And there's been a lot of chicanery behind the scenes that they've asked me not to get into yet, but it's been unbelievable what is going on with them trying to stop this that is set to go to number one behind Top Gun. Yeah, I'm going to explain that again. Top Gun on the charts is number one. It's not just Apple. We are number two. That scares the system. It shows how incredibly popular freedom is, and I'm very, very excited. But if you want to be the first to see it, InfoWarsStore.com, Alice's War. And look, I miscalculated. You know, I thought that if I bought, I mean, I told Dinesh D'Souza, I said, hey, give me 60% off on your film. I want to buy 20,000 DVDs from you. I think your film is so important, proving election fraud. And I bought 20,000 of them. We've only sold like, I don't know what it is, 12,000 of the DVDs. I mean, it's incredible. It proves fraud. Show it to your church. Show it to your school. Show it to your neighbors. That film is just sitting there at InfoWarsStore.com. So we have the two films together. So you have them in your archives so they can't delete them. So they can't shut them down. It's so simple. But Alice's War is doing a lot better than I thought. You know, D'Souza's film, great film. It got up the top 30 on platforms. This film has gone to number two behind the biggest movie they're saying in history now, bigger than Titanic, bigger than Empire Strikes Back, Top Gun, which I thought, you know, the first one's really cheesy. I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan. I don't dislike him. You know, he's against the drugging of kids and all the rest, and the rest of it. But he, you know, he's makes people wear masks on the set and is a prima donna. So he's a weirdo. And I know a lot of the inside baseball from Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez. He lived with him for 2 years before his career took off. So I know a lot about Tom Cruise. But Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, I went and saw. I was like, wow, this is actually pro-America. This is not anti-America. And I guess you're so used to anti-America, you see something that's pro-America, you go, wow, this is great. Biggest movie in history, Top Gun Maverick, and we are number two behind it. What message does that send to the globalists? People are sick of you. They're done with you. All their SJW movies are flopping. Hollywood is imploding. You can get 2,000 Mules, The Order of Death, and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and Alex's War. Four films, three DVDs for 50% off as well, InfoWarsStore.com. And, yeah, I'm sitting there promoting products because they're great products you already need, and we need to stay on air. Please support our local AM and FM stations. Spread the word about them. Support their sponsors. Tithe to your local station. So many stations have taken us from being on at night to live because you're making donations to stations that never got donations before. Keep it up, folks. We've gone from 150 affiliates, our peak was 200 years ago, to almost 400 right now because of you. Keep it up, listeners, and support those AM and FM affiliates as well, and the TV affiliates and cable affiliates that are picking up the show. The left is so upset about that. When I'm in depositions, they're like, who are your affiliates? Where are they? What are your satellites? How do we shut those down? And I go, it's free to air, cupcake. Anybody, whether you're a pirate radio station or a commercial radio station, whether you're a TV station, I don't care. It's all free to air, meaning we own the show, we put it out, but you can do whatever you want with any of it. Edit it, slice it up, make a film. I don't care. We don't go after anybody for using our material. We want you to use it. We beg you to use it. We believe the power of the people is paramount. Now, I spent a lot of time in the first hour on this and Sunday night, the whole show on it. They've openly are trying to make the presidency a dictatorship over the military domestically. We're going to expose it next hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.